This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, March 14th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In the special election yesterday in Pennsylvania's 18th congressional district, Democrat Connor Lamb led Republican Rick Saccone by 847 votes at our deadline, 49.9% to 49.5% in a state where the Republicans should have won easily. Congressman Tim Murphy, a pro-life Republican, resigned the seat after impregnating his mistress and urging her to abort their baby. At 7:44 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday morning, President Trump fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson through Twitter, saying, quote, "Mike Pompeo, director of the CIA, will become our new Secretary of State. He will do a fantastic job. Thank you to Rex Tillerson for his service. Gina Haspel will become the new director of the CIA and the first woman so chosen. Congratulations to all," end quote. The president later said this,
"I actually got along well with Rex, but really it was a different mindset. It was a different thinking. You know, I wish Rex a lot of good things. I think he's going to be very happy. I think Rex will be much happier now."
More than 3 hours after his tweet, Trump finally called Tillerson from Air Force One. The Washington Post reports that it was a humiliating end to a 14-month relationship defined by so much mutual animosity and frustration that recurring rumors of his demise took on the nickname Rexit. In his departure statement yesterday afternoon, Tillerson thanked career diplomats, but pointedly did not thank Trump.
"I received a call today from the President of the United States at a little after noontime from Air Force One, and I've also spoken to White House Chief of Staff Kelly to ensure we have clarity as to the days ahead. What is most important is to ensure an orderly and smooth transition during a time that the country continues to face significant policy and national security challenges. I'll now return to private life as a private citizen, as a proud American, proud of the opportunity I've had to serve my country."
In a sign of the tension, Trump made one of his biggest foreign policy gambles without so much as consulting his Secretary of State. The president decided last Thursday to accept North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's invitation for a face-to-face meeting. Rex Tillerson's head wasn't the only one rolling. President Donald Trump's 27-year-old personal assistant, John McEntee, was fired and escorted from the White House on Monday without being allowed to collect his belongings, including his jacket. McEntee was denied a security clearance over online gambling and mishandling of his taxes, reports the Wall Street Journal. Vice President Pence appeared on Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity's show Monday and reiterated that Joy Behar of ABC's The View should publicly apologize for comparing Christianity to a mental illness.
"You and I know the criticism comes with public life, but I felt it was important that I defend the faith of tens of millions of Americans against that kind of slander, and I did so. You know, I give Joy Behar a lot of credit. She picked up the phone, she called me, she was very sincere. And she apologized. And one of the things my faith teaches me is grace. Forgive as you've been forgiven."
So does mine, but I'm not as good at it as you.
Look, I said to Joy, "Of course I forgive you. That's part of my faith experience. But I did encourage her, and I'm still encouraging her, to use the forum of that program or some other public forum to apologize to tens of millions of Americans who were equally offended."
Yesterday morning, Joy Behar took a moment to publicly apologize on ABC's The View.
"So I think Vice President Pence is right. I was raised to respect everyone's religious faith, and I fell short of that. I sincerely apologize for what I said."
Matthew 6:14 says, "For if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Tennessee House lawmakers approved a bill Monday by a 71-17 vote to request a federal government waiver to completely defund abortion mills in the state, reports Life News. Created last week by an enormous explosion in the sun's atmosphere known as a solar flare, there is a huge solar storm heading for Earth, reports the Daily Mail. It's likely to hit today, possibly knocking out satellites and disrupting power supplies. Psalm 19:1-2 declares, "The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands." Join the Generations team in Washington, D.C. for the Bible Family Conference on August 10th and 11th with guest speakers Ken Ham, Ray Comfort, and Steve Green, founder of the Museum of the Bible. Build your family on the rock. Early registration deadline is March 31st. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, March 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.